Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
John and Robin Harris and their family are serving the Lord as BIMI missionaries to Belize, Central America, and they give us warm Christian greetings from Belize. We're so thankful for your faithful prayers and support. Your partnership allows us to continue serving the Lord here, and we don't take that for granted. The Lord has blessed us recently, and we just want to share some highlights with you. Kevin and Rachel Lowe have officially moved here and have been a real blessing in ministry. They have been a tremendous help in soul winning and van visitation. They also assist with the children's Sunday school, and Kevin rotates with me in teaching our midweek service. Their servant's heart has been a great encouragement to our church and family. Let me just add there that these are new BIMI missionaries, and we're so glad that they've already arrived there on the field to serve alongside the Harris family. Now back to Brother John's news. He says, we've been seeing growth in the ministry. More people have been willing to volunteer and to serve, and we praise the Lord for believers who desire to grow spiritually. We recently started a monthly men's meeting. Our desire is to encourage young men in biblical manhood, spiritual leadership. In a culture where the home is often led primarily by women, we're praying that God will raise up strong, Christ-centered men who will lead their homes to walk with the Lord. Back in December, Brother Hare says, we distributed Christmas joy bags in nearby villages and to our church children. And we're thankful for Brother Thomas Green and Direct Line Ministry for providing these and being such a blessing to our community. Many children were able to hear or read the gospel through this outreach. We also are in the process of applying for our permanent residency here in Belize. There's several hoops to jump through, so we would greatly appreciate your prayers for wisdom and favor and patience throughout this process. And that just reminds me to let you listeners know that's true all over the world. Every country where our missionaries work, there are many formalities and papers to get and to turn in. And a lot of those letters, by the way, we produce here at BIMI, guaranteeing that they have insurance and they have a regular income and whatever that country needs for those purposes. So pray for the Harrises that they would receive their permanent residency, because that makes it so much easier to go in and out of the countries and to serve there. And then Brother Harris says, lastly, we're prayerfully considering finishing another section of our building program so that we may begin meeting there permanently and getting out of the rent that we're currently paying. We have a few ideas we're praying over. Please pray that the Lord would give us clear wisdom and direction, and continue to pray with us as we raise the remaining funds. Thank you for standing with us. We truly count it a privilege to serve the Lord together with you. Now, let me add concerning the ministry there, the Harris's ministry in Belize. They are in not the easiest place in the world to work. It's very hot and humid, and there's a lot of demonic opposition there in their area. But these folk have gone down there and jumped into the ministry, and they're faithfully ministering, getting out the gospel, and working on building their church and reaching people with the gospel. We wish we had a few hundred more families like this who would go to the place where God's called them and just plant themselves there and love their people and win people and start churches and disciple their believers.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.